Suzanne Owens, then Ben Blum with some other folks I'll tell you about, and then Laura Gold. So right now I'd like to welcome a wonderful, very powerful writer. Her name is Suzanne Owens. Give her a big welcome.
You? Hi. I'm going to read two poems, one that I found, another old one, about my children when they were quite young. And then the next one is about my son who is living in Holland for 4 years. So it sort of goes through time in a way. My garden. My garden is different this year. I took chances with powder of moth wing and sweet little boy. I enriched it with species that can't endure, petals delicate for experiment, and you gone into summer. Must we judge everything by its endurance? What's in a season after all? Preschool, a first frost, first prom. I know flowers that blossom at sunset and die at dawn. So my garden will play a different tune this summer. I wrote it with a little more daring in the composition and a lot more lyric variation. There are many verses in a ballad and more change in the wind's direction than we can know. So I took chances. Time lends different shadows for deceptions and illuminations. Sometimes there's no shade for hiding. Skipping over conservative, perennial, practical fruit and avoiding serious cabbage, I dug around whimsy and minor roots, then watered my mortality with rubies, small kittens, and a girl turning 12. There's much blue in my garden this year. It's time to fertilize. I'll trust the sun, the moon, the changing seasons, and take some chances. Thank you. This is called In the Netherlands, Skype 210 for my son. Even though my grandmother's handwriting talked to my mother like a work of art, and their letters were as long as a book, she couldn't see, hear, or hold her daughter in her arms. Then on wires wrapped around the world, I conversed with my sister from England, and we exchanged news while she watched her children play. But I couldn't embrace her. Even now, when wires have vanished and my daughter gossips with her husband from the car, in stores, or while walking with their baby through the streets, he can't hold her hand. In this world, miracles happen. Now, I can see the pain in your eyes as we talk, my dearest son in Amsterdam, and you can talk with me. In Massachusetts. You can see my eyes open in disbelief. I can almost smell the beer, taste your tears falling onto the can. I can hear your voice, your sobs, but I can't stroke your hair or hold you in my arms. So my body can't share your pain, shock, and regret. You were children, like brothers once, together in soccer, college, on skis, or with horses in barns. Now, he is gone, and I can't hold you in my arms. While sobbing, you tell me how, before he tied the rope around his neck with his own hands to dangle above the stairs, he left you and his friends a message. in Facebook. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. One more hand for Suzanne Owens.